Sheila, thanks again for everyone else who came out and opened up the meeting.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce our first speaker, who will be speaking on Tradition 5 and 6, and it's Linda S. from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, family. My name is Linda S. I'm a grateful recovering addict. Wow. First of all, I would like to thank the committee for allowing me to come up and thank you so much. You know, I just feel like screaming right now. You understand? I don't know if you ever seen the movie where the guy's on top of the anyway, he says, Ma, I'm on top of the world. You understand? That's how I feel right now. Ocean City Convention. You know? You need something, babe? Okay. And that's how I'm feeling right now. So I want to thank the committee, you know, for allowing me, you know, to come up and do this. And thank God for my sponsor always told me, always be prepared. Always be prepared, because you never know when somebody's going to tap you on your shoulder and say, can you speak on concept 3? Can you speak on step 1? Can you speak on, you know, the tradition 5, tradition 6? Always make yourself prepared, because our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict that's still sick and suffering. I'm talking about an addict. Now, I have 24 years and 3 months clean. Now, when I got here 24 years ago, all I wanted to do was stop hurting. All I wanted to do was learn how to stop taking the needle out of my neck. You know, all I wanted to do was stop living in abandoned buildings. Stop getting down on my knees saying yes when I really wanted to say no. Stop using dirty needles swarming around in bloody water. You understand? All I wanted to do was stop hurting. I didn't know that this was a bigger picture, and the picture was bigger than me. So I walked up in here, I sat in the back of the meetings, because I thought I was unique. I thought I was different. You understand? Because of the degrading things that I had did to myself, I didn't think that you guys had did the same things. You understand? I'm talking about... I felt so hopeless, and I'm going to cry because I have a passion for this program. This program that saved my life. And this tradition, they talk about the fifth tradition, relates to the first tradition of unity. So I'm talking about an addict that walks in here that never found love, that always was looking for love, that came in here HIV positive, found that later on I had cirrhosis of the liver. I'm talking about the way I use, became a part of who I became, you know. I'm talking about getting real sick in this process, and if it wasn't for the unity and the people in this fellowship, I would be dead today. I'm talking about y'all carried the message. Y'all carried the message of hope. Y'all said, listen, we got it. We did things. We, you know, you're not unique. That doesn't mean you're going to die because they diagnose you with something. Because those that are closer to the graves are not always the first ones to die. You understand? So y'all said, you understand? Come on, sit up front, Linda. Come on, sit up front. It's okay. It's okay to shake, rock, and roll, and spit and sweat on yourself, sometimes defecate while trying to listen to a message of hope detoxing from 180 milligrams of methadone. Y'all said it was okay. You understand? It's okay to cry. It's okay to spit. It's okay to go through everything that I was going through. It's okay to scream, and it's okay to holler. You understand? But all you got to do is, if you don't pick it up, you can't get hot. So I'm talking about, listen, I came in, I sat in the front of the meeting, and I started hearing y'all talking. I'm talking about this tradition relates to the second step as well. You're talking about a power that's in these rooms, a power greater than yourself. I'm talking about when you cry, I cry. I'm talking about when you start talking about your mother died, or your father died, or your sibling died, or somebody died, then I started feeling what you was feeling. When you started saying that you graduated and you got degrees, then I started saying I want that too. You understand? I'm talking about an addict that lived in abandoned buildings for over 5 years by myself. Degradation. You understand? Desperation. Isolation. So I didn't even know how to socialize. But listening to you, an art, listening is an art, listening to you gave me the hope. So we talk, that, listen, this tradition became more to me as I started living it. As I started seeing, okay, I'm no longer that bum anymore. Y'all say, come on, you ain't got, hold your head up high. Stop walking down the aisle and walking to your seat like somebody owes you something or you scared of somebody. Listen, you're not using anymore. You're not sticking needles in your neck anymore, or in your groin, or in your feet. Y'all said it's okay, listen, to just come in here and listen to the message of hope. So I started doing some stuff like that. I started doing what y'all started doing. Y'all became the evidence. So the evidence I started seeing your skin started glowing. I started seeing that you were sharing honestly. Because y'all said honesty is the antidote to our disease thinking. Y'all said if you get up here and you start sharing and you're not being honest, then you have no message. The journey continues. You understand this? Y'all started telling me some stuff. Y'all started letting me know it's okay to free myself. Y'all talking about freedom. Freedom. And that's all I wanted was freedom. I wanted to stop hurting. So I started coming in here and I started listening. Y'all started going back to school. Y'all started doing things. Y'all started, listen, I got sick in 1996. Everything that I did out there caught up to me in here. I said, now I'm clean, and now I'm starting to get sick. I went from 180 pounds to 99 pounds in 2 weeks. You understand? The doctor said, you're dying. So, oh, I'm dying, but I came in here. Every little thing that I went through, I raised my hand and I talked about it because I watched you. You said, listen, this tradition talks about carrying a message to the addict that's still sick and suffering. Sometimes me, sometimes you. You could be sitting right here and still sick and suffering. You understand? You could be sick and suffering as an old timer because you don't want to share the pain. You could be sick and suffering as an old timer because you're screwing the newcomer, but you don't want nobody to know. You understand? I'm talking about my story. You could be sick and suffering because you're out there going to Ready, Willing, and Able, different institutions, you know, picking up newcomers because they're ready, they're willing, and they're able. But what am I doing? I'm only displaying my low self-esteem, insecurity, and lack of acceptance. You understand? Thank God for the literature. Thank God for the fourth step. Thank God for awareness. Thank God for acceptance. Thank God for God. You understand? For finding out who I am. So I know that I don't have to inflict my defects. I don't have to allow my defects to wake yours up. You understand? So I'm talking about, I came in here and then I started listening to y'all. I started getting real, real sick, and then people started calling me. I'm talking about carrying the message to the addict that's sick and suffering. That doesn't mean you have to be in here carrying the message. You understand? So I'm talking about the predecessors came out to my house. The predecessors took care of me. They wiped my drawers. They cleaned me up. They helped me. They fed me. They changed me. Everything. You understand? They took me to the hospital. They brought me home. They took me to the meetings. I was so skinny, I couldn't even sit down in the seat. They brought me pillows to sit on. You understand? They just rubbed my back. That's the message. The message is love. I listened to something that I didn't know anything about. I had a hard time relating to it, identifying it. Well, why? What do you want from me? They said, we don't want nothing from you. Newcomer, if you don't understand what we're going through, you don't have to. The literature also tells you, you don't have to understand it. All you have to do is follow directions. So I started following directions, man. I started coming in here and I started, you know, learning some things. I started growing up in this process. The little girl grows up. You understand? Started like stop running around screwing this one and screwing that one because I needed to be accepted by somebody. But then acceptance is already right here inside of me because God already told me, listen, I took you from the muck and the mire. I took you from the gutter. You understand? I took you from those abandoned buildings. Remember getting on the bus to have to trick with one and wind up getting raped by eight? Remember the pain? Remember going out with a trick and he made me get butt naked? Tried to rape me, but I fought so hard because I had to get that next one. You wasting my time trying to kill me. I need to use. I'm talking about the dizziness of the thinking. Butt naked. I'm running down the street to go back to the holster, standing on the holster, butt naked, and he comes and rides by again and tries to pick me up all over again. I'm talking about the insanity of this disease. But then I walk in here and I start listening to you guys. I sat in the back of the meeting for a long, long time. I started listening to y'all, and y'all started saying some of the stuff that I had gone through, and I started saying, wow, you too? So I started identifying. I started saying, I want to be here. I want to be like you. I want the pretty nails. I want the hair done. Remember, I came from a Vanderbilt, so I didn't even know how to do my hair. I didn't even know how to wash my ass. You understand? And y'all started teaching me. Y'all started showing me where to go, what to do, what to buy. You know, y'all helped me so much. I'm talking about you could carry this message in so many ways. You understand? I started getting sick. Y'all nursed me back to health. I started going back to school. I couldn't read when I got here. I heard y'all said that y'all got the master's degrees and bachelor's degrees. And I was like, but I can't read. And somebody said, well, why don't you just go to the library? Something real simple. Went to the library and met an angel. A little Caucasian boy that helped me through everything. He said, you don't know how to spell dinosaurs? No, dude, I don't know how to spell dinosaurs. Well, can you help a sister out? You know? So he said, okay, I'll help you. You got any candy? I started bringing him the candy. You understand? And I started meeting with him. He showed me how to use computers. He showed me how to read. I said, I don't think I want to be a teacher. I want to help kids. I didn't know what God had in store for me. My God is a preparation God. I'm talking about he'll put you in a place that, and you won't even know you there. The Journey Continued talks about that. It talks about setting goals for yourself, but sometimes you don't set the goals. God sets it for you. You understand? Because he knows where you belong. He knows. He knows your beginning. He knows your end before your beginning. He knows your end before your beginning. He graced me. He graced me with blessings. When I was sick, he graced me with spiritual strength. I couldn't get out of the bed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't go to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, I started praying. I'm talking about that conscious contact with God. And I started praying. I started asking for God's forgiveness and God's help. And God said, I got you. I got you. All you got to do is just make it. Just get up and try it. And I see myself doing it little by little. I see myself getting bigger and developing and getting stronger. And as I started getting stronger, I started believing more. I started believing that he is there for me. That he's always been there for me. Even when I was in the abandoned buildings, he was there for me. Even when they was raping me, he was there for me. You understand? He gave me so much strength. He said, I'm never going to let you down. But I'm the one who let him down. But y'all the ones who helped me up. Y'all the ones who showed me you are somebody. You are somebody. You know, lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise. But you got to remember, even before you get to that state in the book, it said you got to stay clean. And it's only through understanding the application that it works. So now it's six step. I had to get out of my way. I got you. I got to get out of my way. I had to start doing some things. I had to start building up some self-esteem. I started learning that I can do something for somebody else. You understand? I'm talking about, I took the teacher's test. That young man helped me to take the teacher's test. The literature said. The literature tells us, man, that gifts come wrapped in such strange packages that sometimes we don't even recognize them when they arrive. So I'm talking about that little boy. It was a gift for me. I took that teacher's test 10 times. I'm talking about the adversities and the obstacles and the changes, but y'all told me half measures avail you nothing. Everything that I went through in this process, y'all helped me to get to where I was, to where I am today. You understand? So I'm talking about I went, I took the test, I kept failing it, I kept failing it, I kept failing it, and then I came to the meeting, and then I raised my hand and I started sharing, and y'all said, no, no, you're not going to stop, you're going to keep going. Teresa D, God bless the day. She said, if you can't do it for yourself, then do it for Narcotics Anonymous. Show us that you can change, because we do recover. So I went back, I took it again. And listen, they was tapping their finger and all of this other stuff, you know, making all this noise and popping the gum. And I knew when I walked out that building that I had passed that test the 11th time. I'm talking about an addict, a doping, a prostitute, a whore, all these things that I kept calling myself in the beginning. And I had to realize that I am not those things anymore. As long as I keep calling myself those things and believing that I can't, then I won't. You understand? When I started believing that I'm capable of doing some things and going some places and helping some people, because it's not all about me. Or each tradition is all about somebody else. It's about us developing something within us. I'm talking about the spirit. They're talking about spiritual development. How do you develop the spirit through understanding and application and all of that other stuff, right? So now I had to learn how to apply it in all my affairs. So I get to the situation now. I take the test. I pass the test. But now, here my rap sheet comes. Well, why should we allow you to teach our kids? But y'all gave me some spiritual principles. You told me about perseverance and tolerance. And I said to her, if you give me a chance, and y'all told me about humility and getting humble. If you give me a chance, I'll show you better than I can tell you. The way I spoke to her is not the way I would have spoken to her if I was still using. If I was still using, I would have cursed her out. I would have slapped her and did all kinds of crazy stuff. But I stood and looked her in the eye. I wouldn't even look her in the eye, Vanessa. Because I came in here, I held my head down for a whole year. I couldn't even hold my head up. You understand? I started learning how to hold my look her in the eye. I said, if you give me a chance, I bet you I'll show you I can do it. You understand? I went back. I got my bachelor's degree in computer science, a master's degree in education. Y'all told me, keep it going. I got another master's degree in mathematics. I'm talking about when I teach the children, I decided I want to teach children with special needs. Y'all helped me, somebody with special needs. So I decided I want to help kids with special needs. I'm talking about another one. I'm got sick again. And I'm coming to that sixth tradition. Because everything I'm telling you about now is the fifth tradition.
All right, yeah.
It is. It's about carrying the message to the addict that's still sick and suffering. And that guess what? The addict don't have to be right here in the rooms. I'm talking about the same kids that they have me teach are users. They use, they smoke, they drink. But do I carry them? I have to teach them. But I have to have the wisdom to know the difference. I can't go in there and start sitting there and start telling them about the basic text. But I carry the message through love. When they tell me I'm going to fuck you up, I'm going to do this, suck my dick, this, that, you understand? The junior high school kids, I say, okay, we'll see. We'll see what you're going to do. I looked in the book, I said, oh God, sponsor, where is it in the book that I got to help these type of little kids? Where I'm looking, and then I called her, she said, go to the 12th step. That 12th step relates to the fifth tradition. Helping others is the highest aspiration of the human heart. Entrusting in us as a result of having a higher power working in our lives. If you got a God working in your life, He's going to give you everything that you need at the time that you need it. You don't have to sit here and worry about what I'm going to do next, because He knows what you want to do. All you got to do is do it. Even if you do it wrong, He said, get up and do it again. Get up and do it again. Get up and do it again. He said, you ain't got to be sitting there whining and crying and worrying about how I'm going to help them, because I know how you're going to help them. So I'm talking about, the literature also tells us, over time, the nature of the work that we have to do will be revealed to us. So when they get on the stage and they're graduating now, after they gave me all this hell all year long, and they say, I want to give a shout out to Miss Small, the gangster teacher. And I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes. Those same special needs kids that used drugs, that got raped, that got molested, that got beat up, whose mothers are smoking crack, whose fathers are smoking crack, when they had nobody to talk to, they came to me. You understand? And say, I also work in the evenings. I go into the homes of the kids who got shot. Kids who've been in gangs, who can't get out. So I help them. I help them so they can still get their degrees while they're at home getting better. I don't know what y'all did to me, but y'all transformed me through this tradition. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message. All I had to do was get out of my own way. Real simple. Get out of my own way, and those babies, they started getting better because y'all helped me to get better. I don't think that I'm no big I, no little you. I'm just right here with you. You understand? But the best thing is, if I came in here, and I'm talking about, I heard you endorsing Obama. I heard you talking about, politics, or talking about, different institutions. I would have got up and walked out. Sixth tradition. And NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lease problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. They say that we got a primary purpose. We got our own literature. We got our own language. So we don't come in here from another fellowship, and we don't start reading the other fellowship's literature. We don't come in here and start reading the poems that we wrote last night. You understand? We don't read We don't read the book that you read in church. You understand? Because some are atheists. Some don't even believe in that. But our primary purpose is addiction. It's all inclusive. We don't have to say, well, I'm from AA, you understand, and I'm sober, and I believe in sobriety, because we don't want to confuse the newcomer nor the old timer. You understand? We need to keep it focused. We need to keep it focused on what recovery is all about, what our primary purpose is all about. I'm talking about going into institutions, and you going into these different institutions, detox, and drug houses and whatnot. Listen, Liz, thanks for sharing, but could you help me get my methadone today? Can you help me to get, because they're not giving me, I need an extra hour. I need an extra hour to get more time on the TV. Well, listen, our affiliation, our relationship is based on cooperation, not affiliation. We can't tell you what another institution, what to do and how to do it, and we can't lend the NA name to you. So thank God for a fellowship that we know exactly what we're supposed to do. We know the traditions tell you what to do, what not to do. The fifth tradition ties into the first tradition, the unity. It also ties into the second tradition. The ultimate authority is God. So when we sitting and we having a business meeting and a group conscience and everything, and we talking about what's going on, if we don't invite a loving God in, addicts can die. Real simple. You understand? So I'm going to just go back to me real fast. thank God for a fellowship. I started, you know, growing up, I started doing some things in here because I started seeing y'all do it. You understand? I started believing, I started trusting. I got a sponsor. I sponsored the guy me. So listen, newcomer, if you don't understand nothing that we're talking about, just keep coming. Just keep coming, because I came here and I didn't understand nothing. But when y'all started talking about your past and the things that you did, you understand? And I said, I want that too. Then I started doing the same things that y'all started doing. You understand? The primary purpose, wow, is to keep carrying the message to the addicts that's still sick and suffering. I had a sponsee that, listen man, I couldn't stand her guts, she couldn't stand my guts, but I loved her. You ever had that happen?
Yeah.
But you still loved her. And in the interim of all that, I'm going to say this and shut up, right? This is another way of carrying the message. In the interim of all that, she called and she said that she was dying. She had picked up after 20 years because she didn't want to do the work, and she said that we wasn't helping her no more. So she started using again, and the crack gave her cancer. She was in Florida and she said, sponsor, I want to come home to die. She came home. I sent her a ticket. Mind you, I called the airport to make sure she can't cash the ticket in. I ain't get clean to see it stupid now. And she came home and she found out that her little son was now 21 years old and was celebrating 1 year clean. So we took her to see her son, and the following 2 days after that she passed. When she passed and I walked in her hospital room, you know, the same person that I said I couldn't stand, she screwed my man, you understand? She did all these things to me, everything, me, all that one aside, nine step. Because my baby needed me there. So I'm talking about walking in there and washing her down, you understand, and changing her clothes and getting her prepared for the morgue. You understand, where did the strength come? From a grace. From a power greater than myself. From mercy. God giving me a second chance. The unmerited favor. The special group of people who helped me. Who helped us. That's our job, to help each other, not just me. To help each other to stay clean. Thanks for letting me share.